From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Friday's attack comes on the eve of a new round of talks to curb the violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Saturday. It's the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it is worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. The Taliban, in recent days, has staged repeated attacks on the capital Helmand province, killing more than 100 of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. The attack prompted the U.S. military to conduct several airstrikes against Taliban positions to support Afghan forces. Thailand began a year of mourning Friday following the death of longtime king Bhumibol Adulyadet. The monarch's body arrived in Bangkok on Friday. The 88-year-old ruler died Thursday following years of failing health. Condolences have been pouring in from around the world, including the U.S., where President Barack Obama said the king was a close friend of the United States and a valued partner of many U.S. presidents. A White House statement added, "His Majesty leaves a legacy of care for the Thai people that will be cherished by future generations." This is VOA News.